उंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव उंज बिहारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद जय श्री हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे राम 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 हरे 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 नितय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नितय गौर प्रेमानंदे श्रीपाद की जय हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जाए ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जाए निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरे। ओम अज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददति स्वपदन्तिकम्। वन्दे अहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुत पदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनतन्वितं तं सजीवं स्वाद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादं सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितंश्च। नम ओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमती भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनीति नमिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वंछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 1 टेक्स्ट 12-13। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय अमदिरै। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। एतदन्न च सर्वे मे सुने कृष्ण विचेष्टितं चक्रु महर्षि सर्वज्ञ श्रद्धधानाय विस्तृतं। ट्रांसलेशन। ओ ग्रेट सेज हु नो एवरीथिंग अबाउट कृष्ण प्लीज डिस्क्राइब इन डिटेल ऑल द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ व्हिच आई हैव इंक्वायर्ड एंड ऑल्सो दोज ऑफ व्हिच आई हैव नॉट। For I have full faith and am very eager to hear of them. Text 13. Naishati dusaha sunmam taktudam api badhate पिबन्तं तन्मुखाम्भोज च्युतं हरिकथामृतं नैषतादिसहाक्षुन्मा तप्तदाम् अपि वाधते पिबन्तं तन्मुखाम्भोज चरितम् हरि कथामृतम् नैश्चति दुःसहाष्ठुन्मा तक्तुदम् अपि बाधते पिबन्तं तमुखं भोज श्रुतं हरिकथामृतम् Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Śrīla Śrī Bhaktivedanta Swami Śrīla Prabhupāda. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jaya. No, not, esa, all this, ati dussaha, extremely difficult to bear, chhut, hunger, Mam, unto me, taktavdam, even after giving up drinking water, opi, also, badhate, does not hinder, pivatam, while drinking, tat mukham bhujachyutam, emanating from your lotus mouth. Hari Katha Amritam, the nectar of topics concerning Krishna. Translation. Because of my vow on the verge of death, I have given up even drinking water. Yet, because I am drinking the nectar of topics about Krishna, which is flowing from the lotus mouth of your Lordship, my hunger and thirst, which are extremely difficult to bear, cannot hinder me. Please repeat after me. Because of my vow on the verge of death, I have given up even drinking water. Yet, because I am drinking the nectar of topics about Krishna, which is flowing from the lotus mouth of your Lordship, my hunger and thirst, which are extremely difficult to bear, cannot hinder me. Purport. To prepare to meet death in 7 days, Maharaj Parikshit gave up all food and drink. As a human being, he was suddenly both hungry and thirsty. And therefore, Sukadeva Goswami might have wanted to stop narrating the transcendental topics of Krishna. But despite his fast, Maharaj Parikshit was not at all fatigued. The hunger and thirst from my fast do not disturb me, he said. Once, when I felt very thirsty, I went to the ashram of Samik Muni to drink water, but the Muni did not supply it. I therefore wrapped a dead snake over his shoulder, and that is why I was cursed by the Brahmana boy. Now, however, I am quite fit. I am not at all disturbed by my hunger and thirst. This indicates that although on the material platform there are disturbances from hunger and thirst, on the spiritual platform there is no such thing as fatigue. The entire world is suffering because of spiritual thirst. Every living being is Brahma or spirit soul and needs spiritual food to satisfy his hunger and thirst. Unfortunately, however, the world is completely unaware of the nectar of Krishna Katha. The Krishna consciousness movement is therefore a boon to philosophers, religionists, and people in general. There is certainly a charming attraction in Krishna and Krishna Katha. Therefore, the absolute truth is called Krishna, the most attractive. The word Amrita is also an important reference to the moon, and the word Ambuja means lotus. The pleasing moonshine and pleasing fragrance of the lotus combined to bring pleasure to everyone hearing Krishna Katha from the mouth of Sukadeva Goswami. As it is said, Matirna Krishne Parakosatova Mitho Vipadate Griha Bratanam Adanta Kavir Sadam Tamishram Punas Punascharvita Charbananam. Because of their uncontrolled senses, persons too addicted to materialistic life make progress toward hellish conditions and repeatedly chew that which has already been chewed. Their inclination toward Krishna are never aroused, either by the instructions of others, by their own efforts, or by a combination of both. Bhagavatam 7.5.30. At the present moment, all the human society is engaged in the business of chewing the chewed punah punas charvita charvananam. People are prepared to undergo mrittu samsara vartmani, taking birth in one form, dying, accepting another form, and dying again. To stop this repetition of birth and death, Krishna Katha or Krishna consciousness is absolutely necessary. But unless one hears Krishna Katha from a realized soul like Sukadeva Goswami, one cannot release the nectar of Krishna Katha, which puts an end to all material fatigue and enjoy the blissful life of transcendental existence. In relation to the Krishna consciousness movement, we actually see that those who have tasted the nectar of Krishna Katha lose all material desires, whereas those who cannot understand Krishna or Krishna Katha regard the Krishna conscious life as brainwashing and mind control. While the devotees enjoy spiritual bliss, the non-devotees are surprised that the devotees have forgotten material hankerings. This is the end of this purport. Mukham karati vachalam pangul langhayati girim yatkripa tamaham bandhi Sri Guru Dinatarnam Sri Chaitanyasram Paramananda Madhavam Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Jaya Pataka Swaminiti Namine Namacharya Padaya Nitai Kripa Pradayane Gauro Katha Dhamadaya Nagar Grandan. So previously Srila Sukadeva Goswami described the two great Kshatriya dynasty, like Surya Vamsa and Chandra Vamsa. And at the end of ninth canto, he fully described the appearance of Lord Krishna in Chandra or Soma dynasty. Here, Parikshit Maharaj desired to hear more and more the pastimes of Lord Krishna, beginning throughout the end. So here he said that, O great sage, you know everything about Krishna. Please describe in details all the activities of which I have inquired and also those of which I have not, for I have full faith and am very eager to hear them. This Parikshit Maharaj was the great pure devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. That why he had full faith. Also it is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna said, what is the source of our real pleasure? How we get real pleasure? Machitta madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam kathayanta changmagnittam tushanticha romanticha. It is clearly mentioned the thoughts of the pure devotees dwell in Krishna. Krishna said, dwell in me, and their lives are fully devoted to me. And they derive the satisfaction and bliss by enlightening one another and conversing about him, about Lord Krishna. So this is the real source of our pleasure. When devotees gather together, how they release, how they enjoy? By releasing Krishna Katha. But this description are the true medicine for the conditioned soul that are undergoing the repeated birth and death. So as we are conditioned soul for our the perfect and true medicine is Krishna Katha. But who can release? Those who have not any interest, the so-called glorification, false glorification of this material world. That is the fact. So, Parikshit Maharaj, cursed by a Brahman boy, and after getting the information from Samik Muni, Parikshit Maharaj immediately left his kingdom and vowed not to drink any more water or nothing. So how austere, but when he came in contact with Sukada Goswami and started to hear about the Supreme Personality Godhead, immediately he not affected by that thirst. He already mentioned that I have given up even water because I am drinking the nectar of topics about Krishna. But the nectar of topics of Krishna, how we release? Srila Rupa Goswami in Nectar of Instruction, that Sat Krishna Nama Charita Adishita Pavidya, the pastimes, the character, the glory of Lord Krishna is not released by those who have disease, the jaundice. But it is wonderful that by regularly chanting, hearing the holy name of Lord Krishna, one free from this kind of disease. And gradually he natural release immediately he can feel. So Prabhupada here mentioned the entire world is suffering because of spiritual thirst. Our real constitutional position, that we are not this body, spirit soul. So what is our real food? What we are taking from this material world, that's for this, maintain this body. Like when sometimes we are going by a car from Mayapur to Calcutta, well, in the middle driver said, oh, the food of the car, means fuel, already finished, so let's go to the petrol pump. Then we put 20 liters petrol. Okay, after again started to go. After few hours, driver said, I became hungry, so I can give him another 2 liter petrol. But driver's food is not petrol, so they need another food. Similarly, whatever we accepting from this material world, just to maintain our body, not nourishing our soul. That's why the spirit soul needs the spiritual food and to satisfy the hunger and thirst. But unfortunately, this material world complete unaware about this Krishna Katha, the spiritual food. That is, so many so-called advancement, but still no one satisfied. That's why we have to prepare ourselves how we release Krishna Katha and be satisfied and free from this material bondage. But even, so how? That the pleasure of everyone hearing Krishna Katha, this is the real source of pleasure. But from the mouth of Sukadeva Goswami, Sukadeva Goswami is a great pure devotee. Otherwise, not possible. Even the Krishna Katha, from the mundane people, not affected like that. As Parikshit Maharaj, free from all kinds of hunger and thirst, he released Krishna Katha and eager more and more to hear. That's why first we have to believe and have firm faith that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As in Bhagavad Gita it is mentioned, when Arjun accepted Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead, and it is mentioned that Param Brahma Param Dhamo Pavitra Paramang Bhavan. The source of Brahma, Param Brahma, Param Dham, the Supreme Abode. When he accepted, then he easily eligible to follow Krishna's instruction. So Bhagavad Gita, when we accept Bhagavad Gita as our guidebook, and according to instruction of Bhagavad Gita, we follow, then we prepare and eligible to hear Krishna Katha from Srimad Bhagavatam. We release. Otherwise, it is not possible. That's why, before Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada instructed that preliminary study of Srimad Bhagavatam is Bhagavad Gita, instruction of Lord Krishna. So that is Krishna's instruction. Or this Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam is Krishna's pastimes, sweet pastimes. Then there is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's opinion, which is mentioned by Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur somewhere, and also one of associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in preface of Srimad Bhagavatam, that Aradhya Bhagavan Brajeshatanaya Taddhama Vrindavana Ramya Kachid Upasana Brajavudu Vargyanaja Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumarthamahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matar Midam Tatradara Naparam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, is to worship along with his supreme abode, Vrindavan. The highest form of worship performed by the gopis of Vrindavan. And this Bhagavatam is a spotless authority, and love of Godhead is the ultimate goal of life. These are the opinions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, following the footsteps of the residents of Vrindavan, as mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam and established by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and given us through this Krishna consciousness movement by Srila Prabhupada, so you have to follow. Then we really understand what great things we are getting from this Krishna consciousness movement. So we need this kind of spiritual food. But before taking, before accepting, we have to practice how we free from this bhava-rog, the disease of material world. Otherwise, we cannot release this Krishna Katha. So we actually see that those who have tasted the nectar of Krishna Katha lose all material desires. Here mentioned that those who tasted this nectar of Krishna Katha lose all material bondage. At the same time, if we detach from this material sense gratification, then we attract to Krishna Katha. So to detach material attraction, we have to follow what is given initially when we joined ISKCON. We heard that we have to follow first four regulative principles. So when Prabhupada started this movement in Western world and attract many so-called hippies, different materialistic persons, and finally they wanted to join Prabhupada's Krishna consciousness movement. Then Prabhupada told, no, if you follow and want to really enjoy, then what I have given the rules and regulation, you must have to follow initially, strictly. Then you may become my disciple or members of this society, otherwise not. He have given simple formula. Four no, one yes. No meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex, no intoxication. Four no. And yes, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. If strictly follow, then easily we can understand the Krishna. And what our ultimate goal? The love of Godhead, the love of Krishna, achieved. But to follow these four regulative principles and simple formula, we have to prepare. Otherwise, even this is so simple, but follow not too easy. That's why, otherwise, if try externally, we showing the devotion, so many things, but still we cannot overcome this material bondage. Like there is one story by Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati Thakur that Nongor Tolo means drop on the anchor. There was one great person, Mr. Chaudhary in Calcutta, Shobha Bazar, great landlord. And during his son's marriage anniversary, that time he planned to come Shantipur by boat. So along with his family members, other invited guests, in a boat, he instructed the boatmen, nicely you drive this boat to Shantipur from Calcutta. Night time they started and instructed again and again that very nicely you drive the boat, that timely we reached there in Shantipur. Then night time, winter season, everyone inside the boat slept very nicely, they thought. But and also that boatmen, they tried heart and soul. But when all night over, morning time, one man came out from the boat and see, oh, we are in same place. Even boat not move 1 inch. Then he shouted and called the Mr. Chaudhary, what happened? We are still now in Shobha Bazar Ghat, Onga. So called the chief of the boatmen, hey, what happened? What you were doing? No, we tried heart and soul. We could not understand what is going on. Boat is sameless. So then finally one old person found out that their anchor is dropped down there. They are not detached from this ground. They are called in Nongor. In Bengali that called Nongor. That similarly, if we chant even lifetime, not have given up this material bondage and not strictly followed this regulative principle, then if at lifetime chanting, no effect. Same place will be. Like one student, in class 9, he studied in class 9, but he feared to give exam. When examination time came, then he went away. He not. So first year he didn't give exam, same class. Again second year he did not give exam, so he same class. Third year he did not give any exam, same class. But finally school authority said, oh, it is not possible one boy remain same class in lifetime. So he thrown out, he have given TC, transfer certificate, to another school. Means he out of that school. Similarly, we are here in this society. If we not follow and try to overcome through different kind of test in higher stage, same place we cannot stay remain lifetime. So after all, we have to go out from ISKCON. That's why we prepared to give test and at the same time gradually advanced in spiritual life. Otherwise how it possible? But we have to hear from the pure devotees. Like Srila Prabhupada have given us purport, and who repeat this purport nicely, that we can understand. Otherwise those who have no idea and he have given some knowledge, that is one kind of teaching, cheating. Once in America, one life science teacher came to meet with Prabhupada. The Prabhupada asked, who are you? I am life science teacher. Oh, you are life science teacher? So what life is? Then he could not say anything. He just kept quiet. What happened? You are life science teacher, you don't know what life is. So you are not a teacher, you are a cheater. So those who have no idea who Krishna is and they perform this kind of drama and finally decided, oh, Krishna is same as we. And also we can imitate Krishna's pastimes. But when Krishna theft something like Krishna famous as a makhanchor, great thief, that times great sages are described and glorifying Krishna as a great thief. It is mentioned in the scripture, Braje prasiddham navanita chaurang chauragra ganna Braje prasiddham navanita chaurang prajanganang dukulo chaurang aneka janmarjita papo chaurang chauragra ganna purusang namami. But if you steal something from house or somewhere, then they worship you. No, they will beat you immediately. So that we cannot imitate. Like Krishna is a Gopijana Vallabh, sometimes he is also Giribhadhari. He lifted the Govardhan hill 7 days to protect the Brajavasis. So those have no capacity and try to imitate that great person or at the same time the Supreme Lord, then become immediately fallen down. So here Parikshit Maharaj, who prepared to meet death in 7 days, gave up all food and drink. But still he not suffered, because he releasing the nectar of Krishna Katha. Similarly, in transcendental stage, there is no hunger, no thirst, only enjoyment. Even no influence of time. And Prabhupada here mentioned, the entire world is suffering because of spiritual thirst. Every living being, spirit soul, needs spiritual food to satisfy his hunger and thirst. So, our Krishna consciousness movement established by Srila Prabhupada have given chance to us to hear Krishna Katha, to serve Krishna and glorify with the associating the devotees. And finally, we free from all kinds of material entanglement and eligible to back to home, back to Godhead. So this Krishna Katha is not like materialistic person are saying, this is one kind of brainwashing. At the same time we can say, okay, brainwashing, because our brain is full of dirty. So before enter Krishna Katha, we have to wash. Otherwise, how we keep the Krishna Katha in our brain, mind, everything? So Krishna instructed Bhagavad Gita that give up everything and surrender unto me. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mukshayami asya. We hear, but no, not possible to surrender and have to give up everything. So how we can surrender? That's why Krishna came as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti jogam sikkhartha mekam purusha purano Sri Krishna Chaitanya sarira dhari kripam buddhis jas tamaham prapadye. That vairagya vidya, how we detach from this material world, and nija bhakti jog, the devotional service, the method of the devotional service, to teach this devotional service and how to surrender to Lord Krishna. That's why Krishna appeared as a devotee, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a ocean of mercy. That's why if we worship, follow and taking the instruction of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we can easily release this Krishna Katha. Although the material platform, there are disturbance from hunger, thirst, but spiritual platform, there is no such disturbance. And after hearing this, Sukadeva Goswami respond to Parikshit Maharaj and started to narrate the wonderful pastimes of Lord Krishna, which we will hear entire 10th canto. Before, up to 9th canto, only philosophy, tattva. After getting tattva and understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then Sukadeva Goswami started this description, the true medicine for conditions like us. Otherwise, materialistic person, as you are mentioned, that's punas punas charvita charvananam. Human society is engaged in the business of chewing the chewed. So we have to throw out these kinds of material things and accept the spiritual nectar of Krishna Katha. What Srila Prabhupada nicely given us and given us chance to hear every day, all time. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। थैंक यू वेरी मच। हरे कृष्ण। श्रीमद् भागवतम की जाए, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जाए, नित्य गोप्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल।